From Washington, this is VOA News. A manhunt is underway in Spain after two terrorist attacks on pedestrians killed at least 13 people and injured dozens more. Police shot and killed five suspected terrorists in Cambrils, a Spanish resort city south of Barcelona, where just hours earlier a terrorist drove a van into a crowd of pedestrians, killing 13 and injuring 100. The driver of the van in Barcelona is still being sought hours after two suspected accomplices were arrested on Thursday. Authorities believe the incident in Cambrils is linked to the Barcelona attack, but no details have been released. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Barcelona attack. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said that President Trump's administration is nearing a decision on a strategy on the U.S. role in Afghanistan, the longest conflict in American history. Mattis will join other high-ranking officials on Friday for a meeting with President Trump to discuss the road ahead for Afghanistan.
We will meet with the President, Secretary Tillerson and I, and several others on the national security team. We will move this toward a decision. As I said, I think it was yesterday publicly, we are coming very close to a decision, and I anticipate it in the very near future.
Trump authorized Mattis to determine troop numbers in Afghanistan, but several months later, Allied troop levels remain unchanged. Popular Somali referee Osman Jama Dira was shot to death Thursday evening near his home in Mogadishu. He was shot by two men as he was returning home from a mosque, said Anas Ali Mohammed, a former Somali national team player who was a friend. From Washington, this is VOA News. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people killed in mudslides earlier this week in Freetown, the country's capital. Another 600 people remain unaccounted for as workers try to recover more bodies. Sierra Leone's president, Ernest Bai Koromo, offered his condolences and support during the burial ceremony on Thursday.
We have come together to share the agony inflicted upon our nation by the pitiless floods and ferocious mudslides. This is another painful episode in our nation's history.
The government contends many victims ignored instructions to evacuate after they were warned of a new danger from a large crack that opened on the mountainside. President Donald Trump finds himself in a political firestorm this week after his shifting stance on who is responsible for Saturday's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, stemming from a protest organized by white nationalists. Jim Malone has more from Washington.
In his feisty exchange with reporters at Trump Tower, the president insisted that both sides were to blame for the violence in the Charlottesville protests.
I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent.
Trump's comments were denounced by Democrats and by several Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, who argued on Twitter that white supremacy is repulsive. There can be no moral ambiguity. On Monday, Trump denounced racist hate groups after he came under tremendous pressure to revise an earlier statement on Saturday that condemned the violence on many sides. The president finds himself under fire at a time when his approval rating has dropped below 40% in many polls. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The rift between Trump and his own political party further widened on Thursday as Trump publicly criticized two Republican senators who have spoken out against him. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, himself a former presidential candidate, has accused Trump of stoking civil tension. And Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, has written recently that Republicans have abandoned their principles by surrendering to Trump's politics of anger. Seafood importers in northeastern China took to the streets as they watched frozen product melt in trucks blocked from crossing the border with North Korea. This after Beijing began enforcing a new round of economic sanctions. In spite of the public outcry at home, calls from abroad are urging China to play a bigger role in sanctioning Pyongyang amid escalating tensions. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.